Meet at the grove, the doctor had said. It didn't take Jack long to find the willows near the riverbank. From the road, he spied the wagon tucked beneath a curtain of branches and the chestnut mare grazing nearby. A clearing opened under the trees, the dry grass dappled in shadow. Jack rounded the path to the grove, empty bucket in hand. Closer he came. Something rippled the branches. A shout rang out that sounded like Isaac. He was already back? Jack made out the form of a tall, gaunt man. Dr. Kingsbury? He called. Are you there? A hand brushed the branches aside, revealing the doctor in his long, black coat. He wore the dress coat for every occasion, no matter the season or weather. Behind him was Isaac, his head bowed.
You're back.
The doctor's dark eyes met his own.
I take it you've finished the notices.
Yes, Jack said.
Did you hear that, Isaac? He's already done.
Deep in his pockets, Isaac's hands curled to fists.
Don't do this. Not in front of Jack.
Dr. Kingsbury tucked his black hair behind one ear.
Why should that make a difference? He did what I told him, while you...
He doesn't need to...
Hear what you said? What you accused me of? Believe me, I won't repeat that.
Isaac's cheek burned red. The doctor had hit him.
Please go.
Isaac stared at Jack, his blue eyes pleading.
Down to the river. I'll come find you later, all right?
Jack dropped the bucket, the paste brush clattering inside. He ran down the path to the riverbank. This wasn't the first time they'd argued, the doctor and Isaac. It wasn't the first time the doctor had hit him. Isaac often spoke his mind. In the last weeks, he'd grown even bolder. The doctor blamed Isaac turning 16 and the 2 days he'd spent in Greenville visiting his cousin. Jack pulled himself up on a slab of stone and watched the water flow by. For all the parts where the river raced, there were as many spots where it pooled and slowed. Sometimes Dr. Kingsbury could be harsh, but he'd never tried to hurt Jack. In his year on the road, Jack had learned to be thorough and prompt with his chores. More than once, Isaac had taken the blame when Jack made a mistake. Jack waited and waited for Isaac to come, was waiting still when the sun reached its peak. It was only then he let himself think it. Isaac wasn't coming for him. He made his way back to the grove, unsure of what he'd find. All was silent in the clearing, a world away from the noise of the river. The wagon, like a small house on wheels, was sheltered under the willow trees. The mare grazed near its lacquered door. Jack climbed to the wagon's porch, the steps creaking under his feet. He knocked on the door and opened it, though he wasn't supposed to go in alone. Surely the doctor would be hard at work, counting the bottles inside. Every stop in a town always started the same. Dr. Kingsbury had checked them once in Greenville, but a single count was never enough. The first, done by the glassmaker, was suspect. Merchants were bent on making a profit and sometimes sold fewer bottles than promised. The second count, taken soon after, uncovered such deceit. But the third count showed his true inventory. That was the number the doctor recorded after travel or distance or ruts in the road chipped bottles or sent others crashing down, shattering them on the wagon's floor. One could never be too careful, the doctor always said.
Hello? Dr. Kingsbury?
Slowly, Jack's eyes adjusted to the wagon's dim interior. A spicy tang filled the air, a scent Isaac once said was ginger mixed with snake root. The doctor set down his herb-filled mortar. Candles cast shadows on his angled face. So you didn't run off with him?
Run off? Jack wasn't sure he'd heard correctly.
You didn't run off with Isaac.